I'm very glad to be back here with you.
很高兴又和大家在一起。
Anybody remember what I preached last time?
还记得我上次讲到是什么？
That's right. It's a parable of a blind man named Peter.
瞎子彼得的故事。
And today we're actually going to continue from the same text.
然后呢，我们今天呢会继续呢从这个经文继续往前发展。
And they are all related together.
他们都是互有联系的。
All right, let's read this text together. Today, we are going to preach from Mark chapter 8, verse 22 to 33.
我们一起读经文。今天正道的经文是马可福音。
Let's read in English first, and then we'll read in Chinese.
我们先读英文，然后再读。
So you can read with me together. 1, 2, 3. And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Christ." And he strictly charged them to tell no one about him. And he began to teach them.That the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. And he said this plainly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, Get...Satan, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. And calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it.But whoever loses his life for my sake and for the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what can a man give in return for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation,Of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Okay, I will read the Chinese one.
Okay, 我们现在读中文，大家可以跟我一起读。马可福音第八章二十九节，请。又问他们说你们说我是谁彼得回答说你是基督耶稣就禁戒他们不要告诉人从此他教训他们说人子必须受许多的苦被长老祭司长和文士祭司并且被杀过三天复活耶稣明明地说这话彼得就拉着他劝他耶稣转过来看着门徒就责备彼得说撒旦退我后边去吧因为你不体贴神的意思只体贴人的意思于是叫众人和门徒来对他们说若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我因为人要救自己生命必丧掉生命人因为我和福音丧掉生命必救生命人就是赚全世界赔上自己的生命又有什么意思呢人还能把什么换生命呢凡这淫乱罪恶的时代把我和我倒当可耻人子在他父子的荣耀里不是天使降临的时候也要把那人重获可耻
So this sermon for today A call to life and a call to die
今天正道是救恩的呼召舍生的呼召
Let's pray
让我们祷告
Our Father in heaven
亲爱的天父
You are the Lord of life
你生命的主
But yet in order for us to receive your life We must die to ourselves
因为我们 先要受死才能得到你的爱。
And that's why you use a cross-bearing image to tell us the essence of discipleship.
你就用那被十字架那个图像教导我们怎么样做你的门徒。
We all must die to ourselves.
我们必须死去。
And then we will receive life from you.
我们才能从你那里得到生命。
These words are from heaven.
这是天上来的话。
No human being can utter these words.
没有人可以说这话。
No human being can call people to die for him and say that when you die, I will give you new life.
因为没有一个人可以说你为我死，死了以后我可以给你生命。
Only Jesus can do.
只有耶稣才可以做。
And he called us to die for him.
他呼召我们为他受死。
That in him will receive life abundant.
在他里面，我们得到丰盛的生命。
True life.
真正的生命。
Eternal life.
永久的生命。
Do we believe it?
我们相信这个吗?
We pray that you will give us faith to believe.
我们向你祷告，求你给我们信心，让我们能够相信。
Let us follow Jesus.
让我们能够跟随耶稣。
We pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to begin by giving you a quiz about religious symbols.
一开始呢，我想给大家一个小考，考你那个。宗教的符号。
I'm going to show you a list of religious symbols, and you have to tell me what religion they represent.
我可以给你显示一些那个宗教的符号，你要告诉我那个宗教。
You can just shout out your answer.
你可以就讲。
In English or in Chinese?
不管英文、中文都可以。
Okay, what's this?
这是什么？
啊？Islam, yes. Islam, okay. What's this? Judaism, right? That's the whatever style of David. What's this? Taoism, right? Taoism, 道教, okay. What's this? This is harder. The language you don't understand. Hindu, yes, Hinduism. Another major religion in this world. Now, what's this?It's not flower, it's a lotus. It's lotus, what is that? Buddhism, right? Buddhism is lotus. Okay, now it's getting hard. What's this? Huh? Do you know what the symbol is? What is this? It's atom. It's atom. Okay? It's a symbol of atheism.So atheism is actually a religion, you know? Okay. Okay. What is this? A question mark. Exactly, agnosticism. You know, there are some people say, I don't know whether there's God, I don't care, but I don't know. Alright, the last one can only be answered in Chinese. Alright, what's this? Sui Jiao. Alright. Alright, so you guys all know all this symbol, but if I ask you, if there is a symbol for Christianity, what would that symbol be? It's the cross, isn't it? It is the cross. Why is it the cross? Why is it the cross? It's not because you can wear a cross on your chain. It's not because you can sell it as earrings. It's the cross because Jesus used a cross-bearing man as the symbol of what it means to follow him. Now technically it's not the cross, it's a man carrying his cross that is the symbol of Christian religion.
技术上说呢，并不是只是十字架，而是呢，十字架，一个人在背十字架，这才是。
When you read the New Testament,
那么我们读新约的时候,
when you read about Paul, John, Peter, they cannot stop thinking about the cross.
如果我们读保罗、约翰和彼得写的那个经文的话，你就看到他们从来没有说不想到十字架。
Everything is about the cross.
所有的事情都是和十字架有关。
But what does it mean for a Christian to carry his or her own cross?
那么作为一个基督徒背上你自己的十字架是什么意思呢？
This is what we're going to find out today. And Jesus said to them, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
耶稣对他们说, 要有人跟从我, 就当舍己, 背起他的十字架来跟从我。
If anyone would come up to me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
那么有人呢, 要来到我这里, 那他就应该舍己, 背起十字架,
now this may sound really simple, isn't it?
那么你觉得这好像很简单似的,
but I tell you it's not true.
但是呢,
I bet that when the people first heard Jesus say that, they are really puzzled.
在那个时候, 如果那人第一次听到这耶稣讲这话呢, 他肯定是很糊涂的, 依然不清楚。
Do you know this is the first place in the Gospel of Mark that Jesus mentioned about the cross?
你知道吗? 这是在马可福音第一次耶稣讲十字架。
Jesus had just told his disciples that he is going to die.
耶稣才刚告诉他的门徒, 他将要去死。
But he did not tell them how he is going to die. No one knows that he's going to die on the cross. And it's very strange. He suddenly said, if anyone wants to follow me, he has to carry his cross. What was Jesus doing by giving them such a confusing picture?
那么耶稣在这里给他们一个很, 让他们,
it's like a riddle. Jesus gives them a riddle. What is he doing?
那么耶稣在做什么呢?
Let me try to explain to you. Have you seen this movie before?
那么你看这个电影没有?
Right, this is Mission Impossible 3, right? Yeah, we don't have Mission Impossible 4 yet because it's next year coming. So when you watch Mission Impossible 3, it begins with a little like 2-minute clip.
你如果看这个完成任务第三集的时候，一开始会有两分钟，一个那个很简短的。
You know about Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise being there, and then he was, you know, they're going to shoot his wife.
阿汤哥在那里，有人要杀他的妻子。
Are you going to tell me the secret?
那么你是不是把你的秘密要告诉我？
I'm going to kill your wife. So they count 10, 9, 8, 7, you know, until 1. And Tom Cruise said, I don't know, and bam, his wife died. And then the story begins. Dang, 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 dang. Yeah. So when you first look at this 2-minute clip, you're like, what's going on? And then you watch the movie until about 2-hour mark, and then this scene come back. And then it comes back, and then you realize, oh, now I understand how this little clip fit into the bigger picture. And you realize the person who died is actually not his wife, you know, someone else, right? I think this is how Jesus is doing, what Jesus is doing to them. Jesus gives them a little cut off picture. And this picture is cut off from a much bigger picture. When you see this little cut off picture, you are totally puzzled. You don't know what's going on. But when you have seen the whole thing and you come back to that small picture, I say, I know what's going on.
那么等到你看到这个完全的图像了，哎，你现在恍然大悟，哦，我知道是什么样的。
Let me give you another example.
我再给你一个例子。
What is this? What do you see?
这是什么？
What do you see? You see a spider.
这是一个蜘蛛。
Because you haven't seen the big picture.
那你没有看到整个的图像。
What's that? It's a Spider-Man. You see what I mean? Now, after you have seen this picture, the next time I show you this, you say, the Spider-Man. You know, one of my kids was, you know, looking at me playing with this, and he said, "Look at that." I said, "What is that?" He said, "Spider-Man." I said, "How do you know it's Spider-Man? There's no man there." He said, "Because I've seen the big picture before." You see what I mean?
然后我的孩子呢，我第一个次给他看的时候，在这看这个。 他就说是蜘蛛侠，我说你怎么就知道是蜘蛛侠呢？他就讲，哎，我知道这个蜘蛛侠原来的图像是什么，这个小部分就代表。
After you have watched the whole thing, I show you a small picture, you won't say it's a spider. You tell me it's a Spider-Man.
那当你看到整个图像了以后，我再给你看这个小的这个图像，你就不会说这是蜘蛛了。And
that's what Jesus is doing to us. He gave us a mental picture now, but we don't understand until much later.
那么耶稣也这么做，耶稣呢现在就给我们一个很简单的一个，在我们心里有一个图像，当我们看到整个图像，才能懂得。All right,
let's go back to this very key phrase. He said, Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
那我们再回到这个今天的经文最重要的那个经文，就是说，若有人要跟从我，让他舍己，让他背起他的十字架，让他跟从我。
You see, what you see is a picture of a man carrying a cross and walking on a rope.
那么现在呢，你看到是一个图像，就是一个人背着十字架在路上走。What
does it mean to the audience in the first century, 2,000 years ago?
那么这个图像对2000年前那些听众又意味着什么呢？
See, the cross is the most cruel of that penalty.
在那个时候呢，钉十字架是最残酷的死刑。
But unlike the death penalty today, have anyone seen that penalty in person?
那么不像今年现在的死刑，现在我想大家也没有人看见过死刑。No,
even though you will hurt somebody going to receive that penalty, we will never get to see it with our own eyes, right?
我们也许会听说有人会被判死刑或者走得像死亡。
But in the Roman world, the Roman want everybody to see. So the guy had to carry the cross, walk a long way until the place of execution.
那么在罗马时代呢，就是在罗马人的世上，所有人都看见，然后才让这个死刑犯呢背着十字架，然后走很长的路，直到钉十字架。
So when people saw a man carry his own cross, what did they see?
那么那时候如果一个人看见那个有一个人背着十字架，那么他们看到的是什么呢？
He saw a man condemned to die.
他们就知道这个是死刑犯。
This man is not a usual criminal.
那么这个人呢也不是一般的那个罪犯。
Usual criminal don't get to die on the cross. You understand?
一般的罪犯呢不会钉死在十字架。
This man is someone who have committed great crimes.
那么这是一个。
This is a man who deserved the worst way to die. To be carrying a cross is to say that this guy got guilt all over him.
那么你扛着十字架就说你这个人有罪，你这个罪在你身上。
And do you see what Jesus is trying to say?
现在你知道耶稣在讲什么吗？
Jesus said that if anyone would come after me, if anyone would come up to me,
耶稣说，如果任何人想跟从我,
he has to see himself as a condemned man.
他必须先看到自己是一个死刑犯。
What is he talking about?
那耶稣在讲什么呢?
Do you know that all of us here have a cross to bear?
你知道我们人每个人都有一个十字架要背吗?
You know that sometimes in the Chinese people say, this is my cross to bear.
那么在中国教会经常我们说啊，这是我的十字架，我要背啊。
If I have a particular illness, I say this is my cross to bear.
如果我有一个病，我就说，哎呀，这是我的十字架，我要背的十字架。
You understand? If my kids have some health issue, that's my cross to bear.
如果我的孩子有健康的问题，那么你说啊，这是我的十字架。
But it's not what it is. The cross to bear is to say that we are all condemned before God.
这并不是那个意思。 每个人有一个十字架，就是说我们在神的面前，我们都是死刑犯。We
are all guilty sinners.
我们都是罪人。We
all have a cross because we all deserve to be crucified, and we will be crucified unless we have Jesus.
那么我们每一个人都有罪，我们都因为有这个罪，我们都应该被钉死在十字架。And
yes, and Jesus said, unless you see yourself as a condemned man, you cannot really follow me.
耶稣是这个意思。如果你看不到你自己是一个将要受死的死刑的那个罪人的话，你不能来跟从我的。
If you are a good man,
如果你是个好人的话
，If you think yourself being a good man,
如果你自己认为你自己是好人
，You have no reason to be sitting here in this church.
那么你就不需要在这个教会里来。
If you think that you are in an imperfect person.
如果你觉得啊，我并不是完全人呢。
I can use some improvement.
啊，我可以有所改进呢。
You should be a Buddhist.
那么我就应该是信佛的。
You understand? Christianity is not for people who are imperfect who need some improvement.
基督教不是为那些啊自己不觉得是完不是完全人，但是呢觉得自己可以还要改进的那些人来设立。
Christianity is for hopeless people.
基督教是为绝望的人。
People who are absolutely condemned to die.
那些人认为自己的罪应该受死。
Praise God for that, isn't it?
感谢神。
Jesus said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I came not to call the righteous, but the sinners."
耶稣是这么说的：健康的人用不着医生，有病人才用得着。我来本不是招义人。
I came to call those who are carrying a cross, those who are condemned to die.
我来是在呼召那些已经背着有十字架背在身上，而且是要死刑的人。
Jesus is calling us to see this world and ourselves through the lens of God.
那么耶稣呢，呼召我们是通过神的眼睛来看我们。
Have you watched those 3D movies?
你们看了那个？
You're supposed to wear the glasses and then you will see things you can't see with your naked eyes, right?
那么你戴上那个眼镜了，那你就可以看见立体了。
You know, this glass you can't see, there's a name to this glasses. There's a word printed next to it.
这个眼镜那上面有个字。
You know what's that word?
看得出那个字吗？
It's a real.
Real.
Real.You know, when you wear that glass, you can see this world in the real way.
如果你戴这个眼镜了，你就能看见这个真实的世界是什么样的。
And Jesus said to us, put on God's glasses, and you will be real with yourself finally.
那么，如果你戴上神的眼镜，你就会对自己有一个正确。
Have you heard people say, "Come on, get real"?
那么，你听他说啊，真一点吧。
It's like you're not being real.
或者说你不真的。
The reality of it is that we are all condemned and wearing the cross.
那么真实的情况是，我们都是应该都有罪，都是都应该钉死在十字架。
Jesus said, "We pray that we'll have the eyesight to see we're condemned, and then we will come to Jesus."
那么耶稣是说呢，我们有了这个心，我们背着十字架，我们才能够到耶稣面前。
All right, so going back to 2,000 years ago.So you have somebody who believed Jesus and carrying his own cross and follow him.
那么你就会看见有人会有信耶稣，然后背着自己十字架。
And then there are more people to come to follow Jesus, more and more people to come and follow Jesus.
然后你人呢，信耶稣的人越来越多。
So you follow Jesus carrying your own cross. Where did he lead you to?
那么你信了耶稣，你背着十字架，那么耶稣会带你到什么地方去呢
？He led you to a place called Golgotha.
他带了你到那个
地方，哥哥他。
哥哥他去。
And what kind of place is Golgotha?
那么哥哥他又是个什么样的地方
？Golgotha is a place where criminal like you will get crucified.
你哥哥他呢，就是那个罪犯被钉十字架。
So you follow Jesus with your own cross, and when you get to Golgotha, you say, "Oh no, that's the end of me. I'm going to be crucified."
那么，如果你跟随耶稣背着自己十字架到了哥哥他，到那里你说，哎呀，我完了，这到底了。
And then what happened?
那么，下面又是什么样
？At Golgotha, you discover there was another cross waiting for you all.
到那里你会知道，你会看到有另外一个十字架在等着。
Whose cross is it?
那么那个十字架是谁？
It's not your cross, it's not my cross.
那不是你的，也不是我的。
It's Jesus' cross.
那是耶稣的十字架。
Surprise, surprise.
哈哈，惊喜。
At Golgotha, we were set free.
但是在哥哥他，我们无罪释放。
All our sin were piled upon Jesus.
我们的罪都放在耶稣身上。
He took on the sin of this world. Thank God for it. Jesus said, if anyone would come up to me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
耶稣说呢, 要有人跟从我, 他必须舍己, 他必须背起他的十字架, 他必须来跟从。
I already explained to you what it means to be carrying your cross.
那我已经解释了,背自己十字架是什么意思?
But what does it mean to deny yourself?
那么舍己又什么意思呢?
Now it's not as simple as you think.
也不是那么简单。
Let me read you a very interesting text from Galatians chapter 5.
那我给大家读一段,加拉太书,一段很好的经文。
Very important text. Paul is saying, Paul said, but if I, brothers, still preach circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been removed.
实际上说的,保罗这么说,弟兄们,我若仍旧传隔离,为什么还受逼迫呢?若是这样,那十字架使人讨厌的地方就没有。What
is Paul saying?
保罗在说什么呢?
Paul said that there are people who love to preach about circumcision.
那么保罗在当时说呢,很多人还是很喜欢传隔离呢。
But I, Paul, don't preach circumcision.
那么我保罗呢,倒不传隔离。
And when I don't preach circumcision, the message of the cross becomes an offense to the Jews and to the world.
那么如果我不传隔离,那十字架。
You know why?
你知道为什么?
Because at that time, a lot of the Jewish Christians still want to believe that salvation is equal to some of their own good works plus the cross.
那么,你要知道,在那个时候,很多犹太人还是这么看的,就是好行为和十字架联合在一起,
so I circumcise.
那么我呢,受隔离,
and I keep the Jewish law.
那么我守这个犹太的律法,
I'm not perfect.
那么我不是完全人,
so I need the cross.
那么我但是,所以我就需要,那么这样呢,就是我的好行为和十字架呢,那就是救恩了。
And what did Paul say?
那保罗说什么呢?
Forget about it.
不要想,
that's no good works in us.
这是英文不值的
The cross equals to salvation.
只有十字架才是救恩。
You see, we like to think about salvation like potluck.
那么我们呢,就喜欢呢,讲救恩呢,就像一家一菜一样。
Let's say that I'm a very rich man.
这样说吧,如果我很富有,
One day I invite all of you to my house for Thanksgiving dinner.
那么有一天呢,我请大家到我家里呢,有那个感恩的那个大餐。
And you say, what should we bring?
那么你就说呢,我要带什么来呢?
I say nothing, I have everything.
我就说呢,你什么东西都不需要带,我所有东西都有。
And on that day, when you're coming to the Thanksgiving dinner at my house, you still feel like you should bring something.
你到我家来,你还是觉得呢,你应该带上一些东西。
Maybe you want to bring me a bottle of wine, the best in your house.
或许呢,你想带一瓶那个葡萄酒去家里面。
See, we want to contribute some dessert, some drinks to this kingdom potluck.
那么我们总是希望我们对这个天国的这个一家一菜的这个宴席呢,我们总想我们也许我们能够贡献一些什么东西。
But God insists that it is all on Him. Jesus paid it all.
但是呢,神坚持说,耶稣已经把所有的都付了。
So do you understand what it means by denying yourself now?
现在你知道舍己是什么意思吗?
Deny all your self-righteousness.
就是抛弃自己,自义,自义为义。
You have no good work.
你自己没有任何。
Jesus, if anyone would come and follow me, he have to know that he have absolutely nothing to contribute to his salvation.
耶稣是这样说的,如果你想来跟从我,你在你里面没有任何好东西。
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Do we believe it?
你现在还不信吗?
You know, my father-in-law.
那我的岳父,
and he's not a believer.
他还不是基督徒。
And he have a hard time to believe he's that bad.
那么他总觉得自己不是那么坏。
He said that, I can understand that I'm not perfect.
他说,我可以懂,我并不是完全人。
But to say that I'm so bad that someone have to come and die for me, I cannot accept.
那你说呢? 我那么坏，要有人来为我受死，我不能接受。
He cannot accept that he has no self-righteousness.
他也不能够接受他一点那个自己自义都没有。
But God tells us that we have absolutely no self-righteousness.
神告诉我们。
You know, we all want to think that God's demand is 100 points, let's say.
我们知道神呢要求我们都要得100分。
And we like to think that I score 95.
那么你怎么想呢？哎呀，也许我自己呢就得了95分。
Okay, but I need 5 points to get into the kingdom, right?
那么也许我需要
So Jesus died and gave me some blood at the cross. I got 5 drops and I got 100 points.
那或许呢，耶稣呢死在十字架上，他的血呢就是我们受死的，那么我就有五滴血，我得了五分。
You know, and I think this brother is not as good as me. You know, he need 10 drops. Okay.
这个兄弟呢，他也许跟我一样好，也许他需要十滴了。
Now we think about that. All we need is just a few drops of Jesus' blood.
也许都这么认为，我们只需要耶稣的几滴血。
But the truth is that even if Jesus is just to save one of us here, he has to bleed to die.
真实的情况是，耶稣为了救我们其中任何一个人，他必须在十字架上流血为我们受死。
We don't know how bad our situation is with sin.
我们不知道我们在罪里面。
We want to think that all the problem we have is some cash flow problem. You know, if you do business, all my problem is some cash flow problem.
也许我们做生意的，我们想，哎呀，我们问题啊，就是资金周转不太灵就是了。
But God tells us that we are bankrupt, absolutely bankrupt.
但是神告诉我们，我们是完全破产。
Jesus had to pay for all our debt.
耶稣要把我们所有的债。
Let me tell you a story.
那我再告诉你。
There was a lady in New York City.
那么有一个纽约有一个女士
she had been coming to this church to listen to this pastor preach about free grace.
那么她到这个教会听这个牧师讲耶稣的恩典是免费的。
And the pastor was preaching this cross equal to salvation, no good works.
那么这个牧师呢当然也讲这个十字架和救恩是等同的，你个人好行为不算的。
And then she sat down with this pastor. She said, Pastor, I've been listening to you preach about this. I feel joyous in my heart. But I'm also becoming uneasy with what you're saying. You know why? Because this woman is a businesswoman. She's a businesswoman.
这个女士呢是一个做生意的。
And she said, if I am really bankrupt,
如果我真的破产，
if Jesus had to pay for all my debt of my company,
如果耶稣真的把我公司的所有的账债都要还清的话，
if he paid for everything,
如果他确实是付了所有的，
then he owns my company now.
那么他就拥有我的公司了。
You know, and I own nothing of my own company.
那么我自己的公司，我倒自己一点都不拥有。
Jesus did not just own 51%, the majority.
那么耶稣并不是说拥有了51%那个主要的。
Jesus did not just own 90%, he owned 100%.
耶稣不仅仅是拥有51%的那个，
也不是90%，
也不是不结合，而是100%。
He said, "I'm okay with being a minority owner."
那他说呢，我如果是个少数的那个拥有者，没关系。
But you're telling me that I don't own my life anymore. My whole life belongs to Jesus. I'm scared.
你告诉我的是，我现在我自己的生命我都不拥有，耶稣拥有我。
But this lady was absolutely right.
这个女士呢，确实是。
All of us here who call upon Jesus to be our Savior, we don't own our life anymore.
在这里呢，任何人只要呼唤耶稣的名，要耶稣做我们救赎主的，我们就不再拥有我们自己。
We are His slaves.
我们是他的奴隶。
You know, we don't just work for Jesus. We are His slaves. You know.
我们不仅仅是为耶稣工作。
If you work for Jesus, you can still fire your boss. But you are a slave, you have no way to fire your boss. You belong to him.
And 但是呢，你是一个人的那个奴隶的话，你不能这么做了。
We must follow Jesus now.
那我们现在呢，必须跟从耶稣。
That leads me to the second half of the story.
那么现在就是我们后半部分。
You see, there are actually two stages about following Jesus.
那么跟随耶稣实际上是有两部分的。
One is to follow Jesus to the cross.
那么第一个呢，就是跟从耶稣基督到十字架。
But Jesus did not just die; he rose again, right? The tomb is empty.
但是大家知道，耶稣不仅仅是死了，但是他复活了，他那个坟墓后来是空的。
And therefore, we now have we die with him, and we were raised with him, and now we have to follow him out of the tomb to live for him.
那么我们跟从他到了十字架，然后我们跟他一起受死。那我们现在跟他一起复活，我们再继续跟从他。
Do you understand?
能大家懂吗
？Many years ago, I have a friend in Singapore who told me a story.
那么好多年前呢，我有一个新加坡的朋友告诉我一个这个故事。
He told me about this mysterious story about an underground special forces in France, nicknamed the Legion.
啊，他给我讲的就是在法国呢有一个特种兵部队。
Yeah, 地下的特种部队。
Yeah, 就是一个。地下的那个秘密的特种兵部队。
Yeah, these people who are in these special forces, they were exceptionally skilled and each possessed unique talent and special abilities.
那个这个特种兵部队呢叫传奇，他们每一个人呢都有神迹，很有功夫。
Like this, you know, I can't find the French version, so you have to look at the movie version. They all possess special unique talents.
每个人都有特殊的技能。
And people ask, from where did the French government get such a unique group of talents?
那么有人就会问，那么法国政府从什么地方能找到这么很有天分的人呢
？Now, as it turned out, all these highly skilled men and women,
那么这些很有技能的人呢，从哪来的呢
？They were once the most wanted by the Interpol.You understand?
这些就是那个国际警察组织点名要的人，就是要抓。
They have committed great crimes.
那么他们都犯了滔天大罪。
And when the French government arrested them,
那么法国政府抓到他们了。
They were all what? Condemned to die.
那么他们呢就都被判死刑。
But at the point of their penalty of death, the government gave them amnesty.
那当他们要受刑的时候。那法国政府跑来给他一个就是赦免
yeah, 特赦
yeah.
With one condition
那么但是有个条件
What is the condition?
那么条件是什么
From now on
那么从现在开始呢
You don't live for anyone else
你不再为别人受
You live for the French government
你为法国政府
You see, your old identity is gone
那么你过去的那个个人的那个身份都走了
I give you a new name
你得到一个新的名字
your connection with your family all, is all gone. You are a new man now.
那么你和你过去你家里的联系全都断掉。
Your only allegiance is to the French government.
那么你唯一的忠诚是对法国政府。
No autonomy.
没不可以有自我的那个。
自治权没有自治权。It's all is whatever I ask you to you obey.
那么我叫你做什么你就得做什么。
Even unto the point of death.
那么。甚至你要再死的
话 Dear friends, dear brother and sister,
亲爱的弟兄
姐妹 Isn't that a beautiful picture about the gospel?
这就像那个福音的
Jesus called us to the cross.
耶稣带我们到十字架
At the cross, we become united with him in his death and in his resurrection.
在十字架上我们与基督联合我们与他一起受死和他一起复活
The old me died.
那么我们的老我呢死了。
The new me now live for who? Jesus.
那么我们新人呢是为耶稣而活。
Think about what Paul was saying to us in Galatians 2.
那么现在再回到加拉太书，保罗是怎么样告诉我们
？Paul said, "I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and gave Himself for me."
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Paul say, I die,
并且我在肉身里活着，是因神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Paul say,
我死了。
I already been crucified with Christ.
我已经与耶稣同钉十字架。
I have a new life. My new life doesn't belong to myself anymore. It belongs to Jesus. Dear brother and sister, this is not just a confession by Paul. And this verse is not just for super Christians. You understand? This verse is for every Christian. Every Christian is the same thing, because Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, I have to deny myself, I have to die to my old self. But now Jesus is my King, He is my Lord.
那么现在呢, 耶稣是我的王,
at this wonderful cross, there is a transfer of ownership of our life.
那么在这个过程中呢，那个我们那个生命的拥有权呢被转变了。
Do you understand what it means, transfer of ownership?
那么生命的那个拥有权被转变了，你知道吗？
You know, have you tried to sell a car to someone else?
你卖个车没有？
And you have to sign the transfer of ownership, right? So the guy who bought your car wants to drive the car to California. Hey, can you say, wait, I sell you the car has to stay in Pennsylvania. Can you say that?
你卖车了，你就说，哎，我是不是把你车卖了？你不可以这么做，你这个车呢必须要留在滨州。
You have no more say. The car belongs to someone else, the new owner.
你现在说这话，你有没有？
And in the same way, our life belongs to Jesus now. He called us, and we must answer.
因为那车有新主人了，同样的，我们的生命也有一个新的主人，就是耶稣基督。And
Jesus,
我们必须回答。And
Jesus renew and transform our life.
那么耶稣呢,
it's no longer me ruling my own life, it's I desiring Jesus to rule over me.
而是呢, you
see how it works? If anyone would come after me, he must let him what? Forsake his own life.
原来是这样的，是，若要有人要跟从我。
My old life is gone. My life has been transferred to Jesus' ownership. He loves me, He gave Himself for me, and I am His.
耶稣爱我，耶稣为我舍命，那我现在确实是他的。
Whenever someone comes to follow Jesus, there is a change in identity and life.
若有人要跟从耶稣呢，那他的生命就有改变，他的那个个人信息也都变。身份，他的身份。
We used to be condemned sinners.
那么我们过去，我们确实是。
But now we are righteous citizens of heaven.
现在呢，我们是神国的义民。
We used to be enemies of God.
那么过去我们是神的敌人。
Now who are we?
现在我们是。
We're ambassador for Christ.
我们是。
Ambassador.
Oh,
大使，使者. Okay.
我们是耶稣的使者,
you read this marvelous text, 2 Corinthians, Paul says, therefore we are ambassador for Christ, God making his appeal through us.
那么这五章二十节是这么说的，哥林多后书，所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借着我们劝。
Previously, we're not even in God's kingdom. Now we are in God's kingdom. And not only that we're in God's kingdom, we are God's ambassador in this world.
我们过去我们不在神的国里，现在我们在神国里。我们不仅在神国里，我们还是神的大使。
Let me ask you, is it good to be ambassador?
那么做一个大使好不好？
Is it good to be ambassador?
你觉得做大使？
Of course!
当然好了。
If you are ambassador of US to UK,
如果你是美国驻英国的大使,
when other people visit you, they have to see you as the President of the United States.
那么别人呢，看你呢，就应该觉得看到美国总统一样。
Because you represent USA, you represent the President of the United States.
因为你代表了美国，你代表了美国总统。
Think about us, we are representative of God.
大家也这么想一想，我们也是神的大使，我们代表神。
But very interesting,
Jesus said that we, even though we are ambassadors of God, we have to learn to take up our cross.
所以很有趣啊。尽管我们是神的大使，但是我们也必须学这个功课，就是要背起他的十字架。
The cross is like a symbol of shame and suffering, isn't it?
但十字架是羞辱和受苦。
So we are God's ambassador, but yet we have to suffer shame and suffering?
那么我们既然是神的使者，难道我们还要受苦吗？
Why?
为什么？
Well, read verse 38.For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation,
凡在这淫乱罪恶的时代，把我和我的道当作可耻的。
Notice how Jesus described this generation.
那么大家注意啊，耶稣是怎么描述这个世代？
This generation is an adulterous and sinful generation.
这个时代是淫乱罪恶的时代。
You know, it's one thing to be ambassador of United States in UK.
你知道，如果你代表美国在英国是一回事。
But if I send you to be ambassador of the US in Iraq, Iran, North Korea, what do you think?
如果你是美国驻伊朗、伊拉克或者是北朝鲜的大使，那你会怎么想？
You are doomed, isn't it?
完了。
When they feel like it, the first guy they're going to attack will be you.
如果他们想攻击的话，那你想攻击谁呢？你是敌人。
Because you represent the enemies.
因为你代表了敌人。
And that's what Jesus is saying to us. We are God's ambassador, but we are ambassador in enemy's territory.
那么耶稣也这么告诉我们，尽管我们是神的大使，这不错，但是我们是神的大使在敌人的国家。
You remember what Jesus said, that the light will shine in the darkness, but the darkness will not accept the light.
你知道，圣经里这么说的，光照到黑暗，但是呢，黑暗却不接受光。
Just as this world has persecuted Jesus.
那么，就像这个世代，这个时代他们迫害了耶稣。
This world will attack he or she who is Christ's ambassadors.
那么这个时代也会对神的大使不管是谁都会攻击。
So do not be surprised if someone attack you for your faith.
那么如果有人因为你的信仰来攻击你，不要太惊讶。
You will receive attack from your family, from your relatives, from your friends, and even from strangers.
你也许会受到你家人的攻击，你弟兄姐妹甚至或者陌生人也会攻击你。
On the contrary, if you don't face any of that, you have to wonder, am I truly ambassador for Christ or what?
如果相反呢，没有人来攻击你，你要想想，你是不是神的真正的大使？
Have you denied yourself?
你是不是说
To follow Jesus, take up your cross.
跟从了耶稣，背上你的十字架。
Satan knows how to attack us.
那么魔鬼撒旦呢，知道怎么攻击我们呢？
Sometimes maybe Satan uses our family member to persuade us not to believe in Jesus.
那么有时候呢，也许撒旦就会用我们自己的亲人来说服我们不要再跟随耶稣了。
Why must you follow Jesus?
你为什么要跟随耶稣呢？
We are Chinese, not American.
那么我们是中国人，我们不是美国人。
I mean, Christianity is not really American religion either, but that's how people think, right? Why must you be against your family? Or sometimes the mom will say, okay, you want to become a Christian, that's fine, but don't get too much into it. Don't go to church that often. Once a month is good enough.Now you're going wasting too much time in the church. And you talk too much about Jesus. We need a balanced life. Good to talk about Jesus sometimes. But you should also talk about your career. How about your study? How about you want to get married?
是不是要成家啊？
Have a balanced life.
那么生活要平衡。
And if your Jesus can help you to have a good life,
如果你的耶稣真的让你的生活能变好，
tell me, I will follow you to believe also. Do you see that we are constantly engaging in spiritual battles? Because Satan knows how to attack his people. Even though we are not in a place of persecution, but we hear about those things all the time. Jesus say, endure hardship, take up your cross and follow me. Endure hardship, 忍耐这个困难。 Take up your cross and follow me. Bring me your cross and I will carry your cross with you for you. Jesus said, give me your life. And I will give you the one true life. Look at what Jesus said. And Jesus said to them, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever will save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel will save it. Look at what outrageous thing Jesus is saying. Jesus said, whoever will save his life will lose it, but if you will lose your life for my sake, I will give you a new life. Seriously, are you afraid to follow Jesus? I tell you, I'm very scared. Because you have no idea where he's going to send you to. But Jesus said, follow me. What if I die?
那么耶稣说,跟从我,如果我死了吧?
He said, don't worry, I will raise you up.
耶稣说, 没关系,
who can say outrageous things like that?
谁可以这么说?
I mean, if your pastor, not me, huh? If your pastor will ask you to die for him, will you do it? He's like, you're crazy.
你会做这事吗？发疯了。
No, I'm not going to. And you, Pastor Hu, say, I will raise you up. He's like, you're crazy. I'm not. I don't believe you.
那红牧师如果说没关系，我会使你复活，你说你肯定发疯了。
Only Jesus can say such an outrageous thing.
只有耶稣才能这么说。
Because he is God.
因为他是神。
He is not a lunatic.
他不是个疯子。
He is not a liar. He is the Son of God who died for us and have power to raise himself from the dead. About 3 years ago, there's something that happened very significant in Turkey. About 3 years ago, in April 18, 2007, three men were murdered.
2007年4月18号, 那三年前,三个人被谋杀。
One is a German pastor in his 40s with 3 children.
一个呢就是一个德国的传道士, 他有3个孩子。
One is a local Turkish pastor with 2 children.
那么另外一个人,当地的一个土耳其的牧师, 他有5个孩子。
And then there's a Turkish local Christian who have just been engaged.
那么有一个当地的那个土耳其的信徒，刚信主的人，刚离婚。
These 3 men on that morning of April 18 went to their office to have Bible study with 10 young men under 20.
那么这三个人呢，在那一天早上到访。
About 1 week ago,
那么一星期前呢,
on Easter Sunday that year,
那一天呢，那一年的复活节。
These three men invited a very selected group of young men to come to a hotel room to tell them about Jesus.
那么这三个人呢，邀请了这十个人到一个旅馆的一个房间，要告诉他们福音讲耶稣。
Among the people who came are five young men, all under 20 years old.
那么来的人里面呢，有五个年轻人啊，都是20岁以下。
They, after the worship, after the message, the five men told the three guys saying that we're interested to know more about Jesus.
那么在信息讲到以后，那这五个人呢，告诉这三位传道士们说，啊，我们对这个福音、对耶稣很有兴趣，我们想知道更多。
So they arranged for a private Bible study a week later.
那么他们呢，就安排了一个查经，星期后有一个查经。
You can imagine how excited these people are. Turkey is a Muslim country. How often you find five young men interested in the gospel in a Muslim country? So these five young men came with five of their other friends.
这五个年轻人就带了另外五个朋友。As
it turned out, they are Muslim radicals.
那么他们呢，是原来是穆斯林的那个激进派的一些人。They
brought with them guns.
他们带了枪了。Knives.
带了刀了。Ropes.
还有绳子。Towels. 还有那个毛巾。And
also cell phones with video.
然后他们带了那个。 手机可以拍录像。So
you know what they're going to do, right? So just as the pastor, Turkey Basha, after he finished reading one chapter of the Bible, this 10 young men got into action.
那么在这个土耳其的牧师呢，读了一段经文以后呢，这十个人就开始。So
for 2 and 3 hours, they were tortured.
那么他们逼迫这个迫害这三个。
You know why they need towels, right? To wipe the blood. And so by the time the police finally got there, they were all martyred, three of them.
当等到警察来了以后，这三个传道人都受死，都成为了我们的圣徒。
You think they regretted becoming Christian?
你想这三个人，他是不是对自己成为基督徒后悔？
You think they're being foolish to follow Jesus that way?
你觉得他们跟从耶稣是不是很傻？
Or do we really believe that they now share with Jesus in His glory?
那么你是不是真的相信现在他们在天国里和耶稣一起同享受？
For whoever would save this life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and for the gospel will save it.
因为凡救自己生命的必上救生命，凡为我和福音上救生命的必救。Now
many years ago, many of you may have heard about it. There was a young man by the name of Jim Elliot.
也许很多年前，也许听过这个故事，有一个年轻人，他的名字叫Jim Elliot.
And he had this famous saying that lasts until today.
他有这段话很有名。
He said he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
若有一个人愿意付出他所不能保留的，来换取他永远都不会失去的这个人。He
is no fool.
他不愚昧。He
said if I will give away things I could not keep.
如果我能把我本来不是属于我的，我把它付出了。To
gain, to exchange, to go for exchange for things I will never lose. I'm not a fool, I'm a wise investor.
能换取什么呢？我永远不会失去，永远不会失去，真的，我一点不笨。This young man
became a missionary.
那么这个年轻人呢，也变成了一个传道士。He is among
the missionaries to a tribal area.
他跟着一群传道士到一个。
And he too was murdered. Leaving behind a young wife and daughter. But Jim Ellis was right. He was no fool. Many of us here are foolish, not Jim Elliot. He who wants to keep his life and run his own life in this life, that is a fool. If you and I insist on owning our life and running our life and not give it to Jesus, we are all fools. Jesus called us to forsake our life that He may live through us. What is Jesus call on you today? What does it mean for you to deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow Jesus? For some, it means owning up to our sins.
对有些人也许是认罪, 啊, 我们认罪,
deny your self-righteousness.
啊, 不承认自己有义,
know that you are a condemned man.
知道我们自己确实是个罪,
and ask Jesus to save us.
呼唤耶稣, 让耶稣来拯救我们,
for others, it may mean taking courage to testify for Jesus even in a hostile environment.
对其他人,
and for many of us, it may mean we need to examine our heart.
审查我们的心。 Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. 对我们多数人来说, we need to forsake our idols. We need to die to ourselves. We need to rededicate our whole life to Jesus. We need to change the direction of our lives. We will need new goals and new aspirations. We need to resolve to live for Jesus and Jesus only. No matter where you are, all the pilgrim journey begin with the cross.
不管你在哪里, 所有的救恩从耶稣的教育,
come to the cross.
And
look upon Jesus.
请定睛在耶稣,
embrace the cross.
拥抱耶,
and follow Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven,
亲爱的天父,
this is a profound message.
这个信息实在,
who can understand? Who can believe? You are asking us to leave behind this life. That we may gain something far superior and far better, eternal. I pray that you will give all of us a pair of new glasses.
我向你祷告，请你给我们每一个人一个新的眼睛。
Real glasses that can see this well as you see it.
一个真实的眼睛，去看这个世界，就像你看这个世界。
An eyesight that allows to see to eternity.
给我们一个视力，我们能够看到永久永恒。
That we will not be so short-sighted.
我们不会再近视。
I pray that we will learn from these missionaries who gave their lives.
我向你祷告，我们从这些传道士里，我们能够学到一些东西。
We learn, we look not just at the sacrifice.
我们不仅仅看到他们的牺牲。
But more importantly, for what they can see by faith, that is the infinite glory of knowing and dying for Jesus.
更重要的，我们应该能看到他们的信心，他们相信，他们。 可以为你受死，但是他们得到的是永远的荣耀。
Give us courage.
给我们勇气。
Give us courage to live a life for Jesus.
给我们勇气，让我们为耶稣而活。
Not for all the material comforts of this world.
不再为这个世上享受，享受的活。
And not for the approval of man either.
也不为人的称赞而活。
Help us to look upon Jesus and serve him only.
求你让我们能够定睛在耶稣，让我们能服侍耶稣。
I pray that you will raise up many young men and old men here.
主啊，我向你祷告，请你在这里面兴起一批年轻人和年长的人。
Change our life.
把我们生命改变。
It's never too early to give our life to Jesus.
把我们生命给耶稣从来不太早。
It's also not too late. Never too late.
也永远不会太晚。
You are calling all of us.
你向我们所有的人都呼召。
To do what is pleasing to you.
让我们做合你心意的事。
To do the impossible thing.
让我们做不可能做的事。
But you also promise that you will be with us.
因为你应许我们，你和我们同在。
Help us to trust you.
让我们能够信靠你。
That we may gladly, joyfully deny ourselves.
我们就很有喜乐的舍己。
Take up a cross.
背起十字架。
And follow you.
跟随你。
And we pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.